With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. During a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, President Trump says Iran cannot be allowed to have a nuclear weapon.
We're having direct talks with Iran, and they've started. It'll go on Saturday. We have a very big meeting, and we'll see what can happen. And I think everybody agrees that doing a deal would be preferable to doing the obvious. And the obvious is not something that I want to be involved with, or frankly, that Israel wants to be involved with if they can avoid it. So we're going to see if we can avoid it.
The announcement came as a surprise after Iranian officials had appeared to rebuff U.S. calls for such negotiations. Tariffs continue to spook financial markets.
The financial markets have had a few days to try to digest President Donald Trump's massive increase in tariffs. And so far, they're panicked. They're worried. They're afraid not just of higher prices, but a possible recession. The investment bank Goldman Sachs saying that there's a 45% chance of a recession this year, even if some of those tariffs get pulled back. Right now, the White House is showing no signs of retreating. The core issue, in many respects, is the idea that the White House wants not just tariff cuts by other countries, they also want changes in those countries' taxation and regulatory codes. And doing that is going to take time.
Correspondent Josh Boak reporting. Rivers rose and flooding worsened across the U.S. South and Midwest, threatening communities already waterlogged and badly damaged by days of heavy rain and storms that killed at least 23 people. On Wall Street today, the Dow down by 349 points. This is SRN News. A British pro-lifer is convicted.
64-year-old Livia Tosicki Bolt stood silently outside an abortion clinic in Bournemouth holding a sign that read, "Here to talk if you want." But that was enough to get her arrested for violating England's new buffer zone law that bars any pro-life expression within 500 feet of a clinic. Bolt has now been convicted and ordered to pay £20,000 in court costs. Pro-life advocates say the buffer zones are a clear violation of free speech and religious expression. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has denied a motion to stop the National Endowment for the Arts from barring funds to artists whose project promotes gender ideology, saying that the agency is no longer doing that. Four arts groups sued the NEA last month, seeking a preliminary injunction over what they said were violations of the First Amendment. The requirements were initially added to grant application forms. This is SRN News. Stocks went on a roller coaster ride over tariffs.
Stocks ended with modest losses on Wall Street, but only after a day of wild moves following President Donald Trump's latest threat to crank tariffs higher. Markets opened sharply lower, then surged in the morning following a rumor that the White House was considering a pause in its tariff fight. The White House later denied that was the case. The S&P 500 fell 0.2% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 349 points. It's about 0.9%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.1%. Markets are worried that a global trade war could send inflation surging again and cause a recession. Seth Sutel, New York.
Middle East stock markets are tumbling as they struggle with the dual hit of U.S. tariffs and a sharp decline in oil prices. That's squeezing energy-producing nations that rely on those sales to power their economies and government spending. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.